I will make a work. I'm closing that anything can actually do. Stop playing and chase the beans away. You crashed over the drum kit. After the crashing ends and the pissed off screams again, you have a room full of eyes all bent on you. And I got. You depart rapidly to start a stage show in a far off country. You throw the instrument through the window and you jump through the hole it makes. Screams of beings ripping apart the people inside, but you are safely running away. Keep running to the city, to the airport. You get stuck in Auschwitz, and it costs you everything. That's okay. All sheer personality, you convince people to help you start up a rock group. The low-profile killers you call yourselves. Heavy rock band using homemade instruments mixed with more conventional rock and roll instruments. The band is full of beer, dope, and sex now. There is turmoil within the band. No one in the group agrees on anything. Someone wants band uniforms. Another wants to play on stage naked. You want a mosh. He wants to push the limits. He wants. The band gets together, it's like this. But actually, it works out great. The anger, resentment, and tension flood the fact going into the studio. And this is, 2. Everyone gets eaten by a space monster. But no one expected what happened next. Well, I expected it. You gave it away in the title. Alright, I'll carry on. A great space monster named Meatzilla comes down and rips the studio apart with its flippers. It then sucks everyone in the band into its long, anteater-like snout. You are devoured. You die like that. This is the best thing to happen ever. You only got 4 songs down before being killed. But the way you died makes your band one of the greatest legends in rock and roll history. You live forever in the minds and hearts of the young at heart, and that's well worth it. The end.